Indeed, we would like to indicate our amusement as well. You see, dear ones, you are being introduced to your harmony. You are being introduced to your golden light. We ask you, therefore, to touch one another, to have the presence of awareness, of trust. You see, you need not reach out your physical arms. You only need to have the awareness of truth. You see, dear ones, the world of separation is ending as you are most willing to have an acquittal for self. That is what is looming. That is what is stirring. That is what is capsizing, shall we say, the entry or the offering bowl. It is important, therefore, to judge not, but to seek harmony, to seek resilience, and to seek a receiving of self. You see, as you breathe in the light, as you breathe in consciousness, as you breathe in hope, in fact, your salvation is quite present. Now, as we come to each of you, we recognize the need for releasing the fear of lack, the fear that is streaming through each of you. In other words, each of you are surfing the minds, you're surfing the spokes, cannot get that word, vehicles of limitation and fear. In fact, nothing could be further from the truth. There seems to be some dream phenomena in action, yes? There is more to come. It is important, therefore, to have a frolic, have a laughter, have a moonbeam to the sky, if you will, as you recall your true essence. Now, as we are looking into each of your Akashic records, we see opportunities for releasing, and that is what we would like to explore this evening. You see, dear ones, you are all looking behind when there is truly no need. You are searching the cavities of consciousness for correction, and we say, fear not, tremble not, stir not, but simply reveal that which is being offered in the present moment. As we come to each of you, we recognize you to be the multi-dimensional vehicle of light. You see, there is no archives to speak of as such. It is all present. It is all wholly available and ready for resurrection, ready for reclaiming, ready for conscious awareness and trust. We therefore ask you to turn into your light, to tune into the remembrance of truth. Each of you have been the way shower from long ago. You see, each of you remember this on some important level. That is the reason for the gathering. That is the reason for the offering. It is the offering of the hearts. It is the offering of oneness. It is the offering of union as such. And that is what we are coming to bring forth, the union that in fact Christ has risen. Now, the Christ that you speak of is not a person as such. It is revealed to you in your central sun, in your heart. It is there that you will find in earnest that which is forever awaiting your recognition. Now, as we come to you, we ask you therefore to release that which still lies dormant, to release the shackles, to release the fear, to release the anguish, to release the doubt. You need not know where this originates. You see, you need not comb the files. I hope I can find the right piece of paper to get the job done. Your simple willingness, your willingness to expose all to the light will suffice. That is where time has sped up, shall we say. In other words, what was needed long ago is hardly an issue, is hardly a second thought for one most willing to represent their own Christ union, their own Christ holiness, their own united source with their central sun. Now we ask you, therefore, to be the brave ones of the light. You see, it takes a bit of bravery and courage to step out in faith, yes? Can you trust this light? Can you trust your divine appointment? Can you trust that which you know, that which is calling you home, that which you are evolving to? Without exception, dear ones, you have already answered the call. You have already stepped forward. You have already said yes. And so we say you are already spoken for. Now we ask you to take this in deep, and we ask you to take this in earnest, and we ask you to be most sincere, because as you are most willing to recognize that the union has already taken place and is being offered to this lower energy field, in fact, we have the miracle, we have the awakening, we have the union. Now some of you are asking, can it be this simple? Aren't there more steps involved? And we say, one moment, because on one important level, it has indeed occurred. Now, there will be upgrades, there will be promotions, and there will be what is termed as such an integration period. That is what your inquiry is about. Recognizing your opportunities to release the old famine, to release the old limitation and judgment, and tune into the light. Understand? Now, as you come to expect the miracle will step forth. It is your own Christ nature. It is your own divine premise. It is your own willingness to abide by your truth. There are no circus clowns. There are no angels above doing it for you, as you may suspect. It is your own divine self. It is your own divine counterpart. It is your own divine appointment that is leading the way. And so the question remains, do you still believe in separation? As you do, well, you will tumble, you will fall, you will doubt, and you will feel the sense of loss, the sense of lack. As you embrace your divine counterpart, as you embrace your own holy awareness, as you embrace your divine union with your Christ presence, well, then we assert that the miracle has already occurred. Now, we cannot say for sure, but let us just say this is an advanced group that is ready to perform, ready to unite with their Sacred Heart. That is the union that is most justified. Each of you have come with an open heart. Each of you have come with a willingness to surrender all without exception. Now, this is an important point. The one that wants to release some and not all, well, in fact, you would still believe in bitterness. You would still believe in suffering. You would still believe in a lack of trust in your divine self. Understand? It is one that is most faithful. It is one that is most sincere, that has the justified expectation of wholeness. That is where you're going. It is in recognizing the wholeness. Now, when we said to reach out and touch one another, you were finding, dear ones, that each other resides within your own holy framework, within your own holy selves. Understand? There is no need for the physical touch, though at times it seems soothing. In truth, you were learning how to abide in your heart as masters of higher intelligence, the intelligence of the heart, yes? And so, as we bring this activation to a holy conclusion, we trust who is here. We trust that there is a good beginning that has been had. We trust in the divine union of all, and so it is. And they ask us if we will to take a few moments and to surrender to that energy that is being offered and to recognize it as an extension of our own divine presence. Before we resume normal activities, they're making an additional request to practice dropping mind and to move into the miracles of the heart. That all of us are experiencing advancements of consciousness, which enable us to perform abilities or awarenesses outside of the 3D realm. And as we will establish the priority of the heart consciousness that we will assume these abilities or even miracles on a most normal basis, on a regular basis. And so they're reminding us to continue to drop mind and to move into that higher awareness of truth. And as we go about our days, as we are most agreeable by simply in your inner self to say yes, that they will step up their pronouncement, meaning their availability, so that we will have that support to develop that union with our Christ presence and to override our first level of consciousness to, I'm just going to use my words, almost like see the forest from the trees. In other words, to see things from a higher space, a higher ground. And as we choose to do that, as we surrender to that voice or that awareness, that the awareness's abilities will be coming forth. They're saying old friends will be stepping forth as well, that we will recognize. We may see it if our third eye is open, we may feel it, but on whatever level, and indeed the transfer shall be taking place. And so it is. Well, I feel better. I don't know anyone else.